Paul, this is Paul Blackburn, a terrific friend, fellow poet, we met in the very early 50s, and he subsequently had a Fulbright and came to spend time in Mallorca before going to Toulouse to take up the Fulbright, and our two wives loathed each other. Not to excuse us, but it was Paul. I'll never forgive myself for the violence propelled me, it said, Paul Blackburn, pushed and turned by both our hopeless wives who were spitting venom at one another in the heaven we'd got ourselves to, Mallorca, mid-50s, where one could live for peanuts while writing great works and looking at the constant blue sea, etc. Why did I fight such surrogate battles of existence with such a specific friend as he was, for sure? Our first meeting, NYC, 1950, we talked 2.5 days straight without leaving the apartment. He knew Auden and Yeats by heart, and had begun on Palm's Lead, translating the Provençal poets, and was studying with Moses Hadass at NYU. How sweet this thoughtful, beleaguered, vulnerable person whose childhood was full of New England abusive confusion. His mother, the too often absent poet, Frances Frost. I wish he were here now. We could go on talking. I'd have company of my own age in this drab, burnt out, trash dump we call the phenomenal world, where he once walked the wondrous earth and knew its pleasures.